KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
From the capital city, I'm Grace Dumas, and here are the stories we're following this hour. The Biden administration rejected the controversial Ambler Road project. Today is the 54th anniversary of Earth Day. But first, Greg Weldon, husband of Mayor Beth Weldon, passed away in a motor vehicle accident late Sunday morning. Here is a statement from Deputy City Manager Robert Barr.
Incredibly challenging time that she and her family are going through, and we're grateful for the community for giving them privacy at this time.
The mayor and her family request privacy during this time as they grieve the loss of their husband, father, and friend. Citing what they characterized as unacceptable risks to wildlife habitat, water quality, and the native communities that depend on natural resources, the Biden administration on Friday rejected the controversial plan to put a 211-mile industrial road through largely wild areas of the Brooks Range foothills. Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke candidly in a Senate floor session on Thursday before the official announcement.
The big buzz was the reminder that we are really at the mercy of an administration that views us, views Alaska, views Alaska's resources as really nothing more than a political pawn in a re-election campaign. The rumors are out there, and there's more substance to them now than there were a few days ago, but the Biden administration is set to announce yet two more decisions to restrict and prohibit resource development in the state of Alaska.
The decision came in a supplemental environmental impact statement released by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, a branch of the Department of the Interior. The document selected the no-action alternative as its policy choice for the Ambler Access Project, meaning the BLM does not intend to issue a permit allowing the road to cross through lands managed by the agency. Murkowski voices her thoughts on the controversial Ambler Road decision.
This is almost getting to be so routine that we're coming to dread Fridays in the state of Alaska, because that seems to be the day that the administration reserves to just dump more closures, more lockups, more shutdowns on us, on top of the dozens and dozens of initiatives that have already been imposed on us over these past 3 years. Unfortunately, the decisions that are going to be unveiled tomorrow are probably some of the worst that we've seen from the administration. An administration that I think has just lost their way when it comes to energy and mineral security.
Representative Mary Peltola voted to pass the Israel Security Supplemental Appropriations Act, the Ukraine Security Supplemental Appropriations Act, the Indo-Pacific Security Supplemental Appropriations Act, and the 21st Century Peace Through Strength Act. Peltola says with these bipartisan bills, we're taking definitive action, affirming our commitment to democracy at home and abroad, upholding our promises to our allies, asserting American dominance in the face of tyranny, and providing humanitarian assistance to families in Gaza and around the world. Notably, the 21st Century Peace Through Strength Act includes the fentanyl eradication and narcotics deterrence, which directs the Treasury Department to target, sanction, and block the financial assets of transnational criminal organizations and members of drug cartels involved in the practice. Across Alaska, trafficked fentanyl has left a path of painful destruction through too many of our communities, continued Peltola. This bill finally empowers the U.S. to go after cartels and those who push this deadly drug across our borders. This bill will make a real difference in our state. Coming up, the 2024 Juneau Community Cleanup will be held on Saturday, April 27th. That story next with Jordan Lewis when Local First News continues.
Karen from Theater at Latitude 58 joined Capital Chat to discuss the upcoming production of Seven Keys to Baldpate. Karen tells us what we can expect from the production.
So it is what is called a melodramatic farce, which is an art form we don't see too terribly much. It starts in a summer hotel in the dead of winter in the Adirondacks, and a young writer shows up in the middle of the night on a bet that he is going to write a book in 24 hours in the lonesomest spot on Earth. And he is handed the only key in existence. As you can see from the title, it maybe isn't the only key in existence.
Performances are at McFeeters Hall on April 25th, 26th, and 27th at 7 p.m. There will also be a matinee performance on April 28th at 2 p.m. You can get your tickets at the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council website or visit the Latitude 58 Facebook page for more information. For this Earth Day, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association wants to bring attention to debris in Alaska waters. More than 70% of the planet's waters is filled with things that shouldn't be there, like derelict nets, line, traps, and packing bands can entangle and entrap marine species. Marine debris can even be found in the most remote parts of Alaska. With a tidal coastline 46,600 miles longer than shorelines of all over 48 states combined, Alaska has a marine debris problem that needs unique and creative approaches. Since 2006, the NOAA Marine Debris Program has worked with partners to conduct debris research, removal, and prevention. This effort funded more than 35 projects in Alaska, removing 900 metric tons of debris from our shorelines. The marine debris problem is different in Alaska than it is in other parts of the United States. With an extensive, rugged, and remote coastline longer than the rest of the United States, addressing marine debris in Alaska requires innovative and creative solutions. On many beaches, removal efforts are paired with surveys to determine debris reaccumulation rates and track changes in the types of debris that come ashore. The 2024 Juno Community Cleanup will be held on Saturday, April 27th, starting at 8 a.m. This community tradition has been integrated for nearly 100 years, first enacted in 1916 by Mayor B.D. Stewart, who announced that, quote, a cleanup campaign should be inaugurated and that the papers and citizens in general should cooperate in the matter of urging the cleaning up of the entire city. Citizens of Juneau can partake in cleaning up anywhere they find trash on public property, that being roads, sidewalks, ditches, streams, beaches, parks, trails, or wetlands. And as mentioned, today is Earth Day. This year marks the 54th anniversary of what has now become a worldwide celebration to advocate for environmental protection and sustainability. In cities across the globe, citizens are participating in tree planting, citywide cleanups, and recycling drives to showcase the power of grassroots action in combating environmental degradation. From small gestures to large-scale initiatives, there are countless ways to celebrate Earth Day and make a positive impact on the environment. In D.C., President Biden will focus on solar energy with an event in Virginia and also make an announcement about new climate-focused jobs. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has details.
President Biden today on Earth Day will announce new actions to support his American Climate Corps program, including the news that Americans will be able to apply for nearly 2,000 positions across 36 states starting today. The administration says the first class of the American Climate Corps will deploy to communities this June, working at organizations related to clean energy, conservation, and climate resilience. An administration official says through this program, young Americans of all backgrounds, no matter their qualifications, can gain skills to succeed in a clean energy economy. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Now you're up to date with local first news. I'm Jordan Lewis.